Today's daf is Soita Daf Lamed Tes, and we are about 25 lines from the top of Daf Lamed Ches Omid Beis, the Omar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Today's daf is being learned Le'ilui Nishmas, Chaim Elozer ben Yibad L'Chaim, Reb Shim Shinarye. So we're in the midst of another digression in Masechta Soita. This digression discusses the halachos of Birchas Kohanim. So there are three dafin of Gemara tucked away in the back 17 dafin of Masechta Soita that deal with the laws of Birchas Kohanim. We are halfway through today's daf, and Emet Hashem, tomorrow's daf again is going to continue on that topic. Now, the specific context that we're discussing now is memories that Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said in this inyan. In fact, on the top of the Amid, two lines from the top, in parentheses, the Gemara gave a simen. Mesava lebracha duchen ba'avoida kois maker nena be'egla. And those eight words are simonim for eight memras that the Gemara is going to mention in the name of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. We learned the first four. We're now up to simin number five, which the Gemara refers to as kois. Says the Gemara, "Amr Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Rabbi Shua ben Levi said, A noisnin koishal bracha levarech elo letoiv ayin.' When it comes birchas hamazon, Rashi says, and you want to be mechabit somebody, you give him the kois. The person that you're mechabit the kois to has to be someone that is a toiv ayin. Based on a pasuk in Mishlei Shenemar, it says toiv ayin hu yevoyrach ki nosan milachmo ledot. Now, Pasha, what the pasuk is saying is that somebody that's a toiv ayin hu yevoyrach, he himself will be blessed. However, Rabbi Shua ben Levi darshent al tikri yevoyrach elo yevorech. Don't read that the pasuk means yevoyrach that he's going to be benched. Elo yevorech, he's the person that you should be mechabed with benching. Thus, Rabbi Shua ben Levi said ein noisnin koishal bracha levorech elo letoiv. How do you know that even birds can recognize when somebody is a tsar ayin? So a tsar ayin, loosely translated, is he's karg. Even an oif won't go into the nest of somebody that's a tsar ayin. Shenemar, and it's based on a pasuk in Mishlei as well. This is Mishlei Perek Aleph. The pasuk says, Kichina mizoira haroshes be'enei kobal konof. Now Rashi says that if you look at the context of that pasuk, it's talking about a tsar ayin. And the pasuk is saying, Kichina mizoira haroshes, that the tsar ayin who set out a trap, he did a pechinam, be'enei kobal konof, in the eyes of the bal konof, the one with wings, meaning the birds. Why? Because they know if you're a tzar ayin, and as a result, they're not going to come to you. I'm Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Rabbi Shua ben Levi said, "Kol anenim tzar ayin. Any person that has hanah from a tzar ayin, over belav. He's over a lois nasei. What's the makar to this? So this is also a mishle. The pasuk says, "Al tilcham es lechem ra ayin va'al tisov lemata moisov. Don't break bread if the bread belongs to a ra ayin, and don't have a taiva for any of his food. Ki kemoishar benafshoi. Ken hu echolush stay, yoy malach velibe balimach. So Rashi mutches a little bit, if you take a look, what kishar benafshoy means. But it means that for the tsar ayin to give you something that belongs to him is very, very difficult. And even if echolush stay, yoy malach, even if he's going to tell you, come eat and drink, abba velibe balimach, you should know that really this is not something that he wants. So said Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, an unbelievable chiddush, that if somebody is nene from a tzar ayin, he's over an alois aseh. Now, this is not a alois aseh in a pasuk in the Torah, it's divrei Kabbalah, but it's a alois aseh nonetheless. And what's the alois aseh? It's this pasuk of al tilcham es lechem ra'oin. Rabbi Nachum by Yitzchok added to Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, and he said, over b'shnei lavin, that if this pasuk is a makar, that there's an iser to have anah from a tzar ayin, you don't see one lavin, you see two lavin. Because the pasuk says, al tilcham es lechem ra'oin, and then the pasuk says, va'al tisov lemata moitzov. Either way, so it's not going to be one lav, it's going to be two lav. And finally, Rabbi Shulman Levi said, ein egla arufa ba elo b'shvil tzorei ha'ayin. That the reason an egla arufa would have to have been brought was because of tzorei ayin. How do you know that, Shenemra? Because the pasuk says, va'anu va'amru yodeinu lo shavcho es hadam hazeh ve'einenu lo ro. So the context is that we found a dead body. We're not sure who exactly killed this person. Clearly, there was a homicide, but we don't know who the Reitzeach was. there's a halacha that you have to measure from the corpse to the closest city, and then the ziknei ha'ir of that city would come out, and it would be this very ritualistic procession, which involved reciting these words. Now, if you read the words, it being Mavis Sedra, it sounds like the first thing the Ziknei Ha'ir need to do is they need to absolve themselves. They have to say, don't think that we're guilty. We're for sure innocent. And then afterwards, we move on. Freit the Gemara, the obvious question. What, did we have a hamamina to think that maybe the ziknei bezden are shoivchei damim? There's no way. Meaning, why would they even have to say this? Elo, what then do they mean when they say these words? Meaning, they need to clarify and say that we didn't do anything indirectly, b'derech gurama, that may have caused this person ultimately to be killed. How so? Don't think that maybe this person had come to us, he wanted food, we didn't give him food, as a result, he was hungry, he was starving, and that ultimately somehow led to his death. Or, don't think that he came to us and he was traveling by himself and it was dangerous and we could have maybe provided him with some escort and we didn't. That's what the Beis Din is coming to say. But the bottom line is that you see that had Beis Din been Sarayayin, that could have maybe caused this whole thing to happen. And that's why Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said, and this is his eighth and final memra, Ein Egla Arufa Ba Ella Bishvil Tsariya Ayin. So the bottom line is, if you make a little recap on the eight memras of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, the four that we saw yesterday, and then the four that we just saw now, the first four are talking very much about Birchas Koyanim, and the latter four are talking about the Inyan of Tsarei Ayin. So, what were the first four? The first one was Misav. Minayin Shakadosh Baruch Hu Misav LeBirchas Koyanim. The Eibishter has a taiva for Birchas Koyanim. The second one was LeBracha. As the pasuk says, va'avarcha mevarchecha. The third one was duchan. Kol koyin she'ena oilu leduchan over b'shloi shaseh. The fourth one was ba'avoida. Kol koyin she'ena oilu ba'avoida. Right, the kehanim have to make their move al kopanim when the chazan says ritzei. Otherwise, ena oilu, they're not going to be able to be oilu. So those four are talking about brichas koyanim. Tonight's four are talking about the inyan of a tsar ayin and a toiv ayin. Kois, that when it comes to being mechabit somebody with benching, you look for someone that has a toiv ayin. Shenema toiv ayin. Who Yevorech? I'll take your Yevorech. Elo Yevorech. Makir was the second one. That even the Oifah is a Makir when they see a Tzar Ayin. Nene, it's Aser for a person, one lav, maybe even two lavim, to have enough from a Tzar Ayin. And finally, Be'eglo, that there's a connection between the Tzar Ayin and the Egla Ruf. Either way, we return now to our regular program, which for today and tomorrow are the sugyas of Birchas Kainim. Omar Ado Omar Absimot Besak Knesset Shkulu Kehanim. What happens if you have a Besak Knesset where every member of the Besak Knesset is a Koyin? Taloch is Kulan Oilun Leducha. All of them are Oilun Leducha. Lemi Mevarchin. Break the Gemara, the obvious question. If everyone's being Oilun Leduchan, if everyone is the Mevarech, who's the Mizbarech? Omar Abzeiro. Abzeiro said a Chiddush. Lachem Shevesadis, the people that are not in Shul. All the people that are out in the field, they're the ones that they're benching. Now you're going to say, what are people doing in the fields? I thought you duchen on Yontif. That's true. In Chutzlar, it's nowadays. However, in Eretz Yisrael, you duchen during the week. And once upon a time, that was always the minig. So the Acheim Shebesadis, they're going to be the ones that are going to be the recipients of this bracha. Freit Gemara, statue, Eini, I'll ask you a kash, Matani, Abba Breda, Rabin Yom, Barchiyah, Amsha, Chariki, Han, Meinu, Mechal, Bracha. If somebody's in shul, forget about the field. He's literally in Bismedrish, but he's standing behind the Kayhanim. He's not included in the bracha. So what's the kasha? How's it possible that if somebody's in Bismedrish, but he's on an angle where he's behind the Kayhan, he doesn't get the bracha? Yet the Am Shebesadis, there going to get the bracha. How could that be? The Gemara says, like Kasha, Hada Anisi, Hada Loi Anisi. Someone that's in Beis Medrash, if he's behind the Kohanim, he's a Peshaya. Why don't you stand in front of the Kohanim, the way it's supposed to be, Panim El Panim, and get the bracha, like a mensch? You're not doing what you're supposed to do. You're a Peshaya. You're not going to be included in the bracha. However, the Acheim Shabbosodos, they're anisi, they're tarud b'parnas asam, and as a result, they can't be in Beis Medrash right now. They're not going to lose out, even though they're not panim al panim with the kehanim, and therefore, they are included in the bracha, and that's why a beis haknesses shakula kayhanim kula noyim leducha. And you want to know who they're giving the bracha to? They're giving it to the acheim shabbosadis. But the Gemara asks a kasha. Vatani Rav Simin birasa the shichayri. So Rashi says birasa is a lashon bira. That's like a palace. Shichayri was a place. So Rav Simin, who came from a bira in shichayri, he said the following: beis haknesses shakula kayhanim. If you have a beis haknesses that's all kayhanim, miktsasan oylim. Some of them are supposed to go up, and some of them are supposed to say amen. Now, why is this a kasha? Because Adar Amar Rav Simloi is an Amoira, and Rav Simi Mibirasa de Shichari, even though he's an Amoira too, but he had a Braisa. Vahatone, he taught a Braisa. So the bottom line is that this halacha, that if you have a Pesach Nesher Kula Kiyanim, Kula Oyim Leduchan, is mamish fakered from a Braisa, Zok Gemara Lekasha, it's not a kasha. Hadishtayer Be'asara, Hadalayishtayer Be'asara. It depends on whether or not. If only some of the Kehanim are going to go up to Duchen, will you have a minion of Kehanim? Will you have 10 Kehanim that will be able to receive the bracha or not? So if you have, for example, 11 Kehanim in the Beis HaKnesses, it's a Beis HaKnesses, it's a Kula Kehanim, but there are 11 Kebracha to 10 Yidin, that's Chashiv, that's the way you should do it. If, however, you have 10 Mitzumtzim, so all I have is 10, so then even if one is going to give the bracha, he's going to be giving the bracha to 9 or 5, they'll be giving to 5, you're not going to, for sure, have 10 receivers of this bracha. So then what we say is, let them all duchen. Ay, let me mevarchen. Okay, Mishabbos. Goof. Tana Abba Breder Amiyam and Barchi. Amsha Achari Kehanim. Einu Bechal Bracha. Anyone that's standing behind the Kehanim is not included in the bracha. Zok Gemara Pshita. This is obvious. Arichi Ba'api Gutzi Loi Mafski. Meaning, you see from the idea that the Am that are Achari Kehanim are not included in the bracha, that means the person that's going to receive the bracha, the Mizbarich, has to be standing in front of the Mevarech. So here's the question. Let's say somebody's standing in front of the Kohen. However, there's somebody blocking him. So this person is Gutzi, and the person in front of him is really, really tall. So the Gemara says, that's Pasha. We don't even have to debate this. We don't need a discussion on this. Arichi ba'api Gutzi loy mafsik. A tall person is not mafsik for someone that's shorter than him. Teva, also loy mafsik. That's Pasha, that if you're in front of the bima, let's say, that's not going to be considered a hefsek. Mechitza, my. What about a mechitza? Now, what's the definition of a mechitza? A mechitza is what a mechitza is in Hilchas Shabbos, and in Hilchas Sukkah, and in Hilchas Erevin, and in Hilchas Kalayim. So if it's 4 tfachim by 10 tfachim, whatever exactly the dimensions of mechitzas, which are halach l'moshe misin ayar, that's the question. Something that's considered a mechitza in kol ha'teru kulo, would it be considered a mechitza for this as well or not? The Gemara says, Tashma, bring you a raya, the Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, something that ironically, Rabbi Shua ben Levi also said, that when it comes to hefsek between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even a mechitza shel barzel doesn't serve as a mechitza. And in this inyan of Birchas Koyanim, this rule is applicable, and as a result, a mechitza would not be considered a mechitza. Ibayluhu, tstodimahu. So, Birchas Koyanim, it's integral that the Mizparich be in front of the Kohen. If someone's in the Beis HaKnesses and he's not in front of the Kohen, he's not going to be included in the brach. Am she'achere Koyanim einam bichlal bracha. The question is, what if they're on the side? Meaning, how do you view tzadim? So in front, that's the way it's supposed to be. Achere Koyanim, that's not good. What about tzadim? Omar Abba Mar Baravashi, Toshma, I'll bring you a raya from a Mishnah. And this Mishnah is Mimerchak Tovi Lachmo. It's a Mishnah in Masechtas Parah. Perek Yudei's Mishnah Beis. And it talks about the sprinkling of the Mechatos on somebody that was Tomei Tomas Meis. So the Mishnah says as follows. Neschavim Hazas Lefanov. If the person that was spritzing with the Mechatos of the Paraduma had a mind to spritz on somebody that was in front of him, but he's a Lachrov, and he ended up spritzing on somebody that was behind him. So he actually got somebody that was Tommy Thomas Mace, but it happened really not in the way he intended on it happening. Or La'achrav, he's a Lefanov, or he was trying to get a guy behind him, Tzirik Tzivik, and he ended up being Vihiza Lefanov, Hasa Asib, Psula, Daloch is, it's not going to be okay. Lefanov, Vihiza Latzatim, let's say he was trying to spritz on somebody that was in front of him, and he got it on the side, so then the Haloch is Shebefanov. If it's Stodim Shebefanov, Hazos Iksheira, the Hazos is going to be kosher. And the way Rashi explains it is that when you say that somebody's on the side, is he a little bit to the front or is he a little bit to the back? If he's on the side of the person that's spritzing, however, in front of him, meaning not mamish in front of him, because then he wouldn't be on the side. He's on the side. He's 10 feet to the right. But at the same time, he's in front of him, as opposed to behind him, so then the halachas da'azo would be azo. And the same Rashi says would be true in the reverse. Let's say this person was neschav and lahazis la'achayrav. So again, it doesn't matter that he's not mamish behind him, but as long as he's further to the back of the room than he is, so then that in and of itself is going to be okay. So what's the halacha? So the halacha as it relates to tzadimau, it's a mishnah. What state in the mishnah? It depends. If it's litzadim and lefanav and you and neschav and lefanav, it's going to be okay. If it's litzadim and laachrav and you and neschav and laachrav, it's going to be okay. If it's litzadim laachrav, you and neschav and lefanav, or it's litzadim lefanav, you and neschav and laachrav, then it's not going to be okay. The one thing that Rashi mysteriously omits is what if it's litzadav and mamish litzadav? It's not litzadav lefanav and it's not litzadav laachrav. So I am bachroinim that they all mucha. How come Rashi didn't feel that he had to explain that? When you saw the Gemara tzadamau, you almost felt maybe that was even the shayla. Okay, slav nafka, that was the shayla. But the bottom line is that is definitely a valid question, and that's something that seems to be unresolved in our Gemara. Amar Rava bar Rafuna. Rava bar Rafuna said, kivin shenifteh sefer Torah. You're mismedrish, and this kriyas haTorah. As soon as the sefer Torah is opened, also l'saper, you're not allowed to talk. Afilu b'dvar halacha. You can't even say a dvar halacha shenemar, and it's based on a pasuk. The Gemara quotes only part of the pasuk, but it's kedai to see the whole pasuk. This is Nehemiah perik ches. Vayiftach Ezra haSefer le'inei kol ha'am. So Ezra opens up the sefer Torah in the presence of the entire nation. Ki me'al kol ha'am haya ukefischai. As soon as he opened it, amdu kol ha'am. Everybody stood. Okay, what's the punchline? The ein amida el shtika. And when it says that it was amdu kol ha'am, the word amida means shtika. They didn't just stand; they stood quietly. Shenema, as the pasuk says, v'hoichalti ki lo yidaberu ki amdu layanu oy. So you see, what does it mean? Ki amdu layanu oy. Thus, you see from here, kimish nitach sefer Torah asa l'sapra afilu b'dvar alach. Reb Zeir Amar Reb Chizam Eihacha. He learned it from a different pasuk. It's also Nehemiah Perek Ches. But it's two psukim earlier. The pasuk there too says va'yikra boy lefnei harachayv. So again, they're reading from the sefer Torah, and the end of the pasuk says va'oznei kol ha'am el sefer ha'Torah, and everybody's paying attention to the sefer Torah. So you see, they were quiet because if they're talking, they're obviously not paying attention to the sefer Torah. Either way, that's the other makar. Rabbi Shulman Levi, Rabbi Shulman Levi said kol kohen shloim not ayadav. Any kohen that doesn't wash his hands, he says kapav. He's not allowed to duchen. Remember, the pasuk says su yedeichem kodesh, and only afterwards ubarcho es Hashem. Si yedeichem kodesh means wash your hands, and then afterwards ubarcho es Hashem. I saw that Deres in his Megillas Samonim. So he asks that why is this memra not part of the siman? This seems to be another memra that Rabbi Shua ben Levi said as it relates to Berchas Koyanim. Now, grad on the bottom of Lamed Ches Amid Beis, we mentioned something that Rabbi Shua ben Levi said. Afilu mechitza shal barzel inem afsekis ben yisrael avim shabashamai. But that was like a tzushtel from some other Rabbi Shua ben Levi. But this Rabbi Shua ben Levi, for sure, is matim with the Rabbi Shua ben Levi's of our siman. It's a freit aderes that why didn't we mention this important halacha? We had all these halachas about Berchas Koyanim. Rabbi Shua ben Levi had another memra that he said, and it's put mamish in the same sugya, so how come we didn't mention it? So he says that it's yutachin, that the whole inyan of the siman is things that Rabbi Shua ben Levi said in one sitting. Meaning, this is what Rabbi Shua ben Levi gave in one shir. It was one shir, and he said over these halachas. Avad Rabbi Shua ben Levi said other memras, but it wasn't included in the siman, because the inyan of the siman is that set of halachas, but he mutches a little bit with this kasha. Zok the Gemara, another classic. Shalu Talmidav as Rabbi Lozav ben Shamur. The Talmidav asked Rabbi Lozav ben Shamur, b'meh harach d'yamim. So apparently Rabbi Lozav ben Shamur merited a very long life. He was zeichet harichas yomim. And Talmidim wanted to know, what did you do to be zeichet harichas yomim? Amal MC told him, mi yomai, lo yasisi beis hakneses kapendaria. I never made a beis hakneses into a kapendaria. A kapendaria is a shortcut. Meaning, I never used the beis hakneses as a shortcut. What's the oimik of that? He had chashivus for the kedusha of a beis hakneses. He was so sensitive that if it was a little easier to get from point A to point B, but it would require him going through a beis hakneses, it's not something that he would have done. V'loi pasati arashi am kodesh. He never walked on the heads of the am kodesh. So if he was walking and Talmidim was sitting, so he wouldn't walk in between them in a way where it showed disrespect for them. So he had respect for the beis hakneses, and he had respect for the am kodesh. And finally, and this is why we're talking about this now, v'loi nasasi kapi b'loi bracha. He said, I never went up to duchen. Canary was a kayin, and he would never duchen without making a bracha. Zok de Gemara, I hear, it sounds like when you duchen, you have to make a bracha. What's the bracha? Am Rab Zeira, am Rab Chizda. Rab Zeira said the name Rab Chizda. The Kohen says, Asher kedishanu b'kedushasi shel Aharon v'tzivanu levarech es ama Yisrael bi'ahava. That's the bracha, that's the brachas on mitzvahs, and that's what Rabbi Elazar ben Shammua meant when he said that I was zoichet harichas yomim because miyomai, I would never go up to duchen without making a bracha. Now what's the obvious question that everybody asks? L'chura, if you make a bracha, it's because you have to make a bracha. Right? You can't just make brachas. It's not optional. It involves being maskeh l'shem Hashem, lo sisa, if somebody makes a bracha levatala. Very, very chomer, actually. So if that's the case, presumably there was a chiv to make a bracha. If there's a chiv to make a bracha, then why was he zoicha to arichas yamim? Person would merit arichas yamim, you would think, for doing something that you don't have to do, something that's extra credit. What? To do something you're supposed to do, l'kach netzarta. So why would he have been zoicha tarichas yomim for being makbid to always make a bracha before he duchen? So this is not for now. Either way, it says the Gemara. So the kohen before he duchens, so he makes a berachas hamitzvahs, asher kedishanu b'kedushasi shel aharon, v'tzivanu levarech es am Yisrael b'ahava. Incidentally, this nusach of asher kedishanu b'kedushasi shel aharon, right, that's what the kohanim say. The Rambam, in at least two places, he mentions this nusach regarding another mitzvah that's shayach to the kohanim. The Rambam in the end of Hilchas Trumas. In fact, it's the last halacha in Hilchas Trumas. Perek Tezvav, halacha chav bey. Says the Rambam, kol ha'eichel truma, any person that eats truma, mevarech oisai meichel, first he has to make the bracha for the meichel. So if it's ha'eitz, you make ha'eitz. If it's ha'moitzi, you make ha'moitzi. Va'achakach, and afterwards, mevarech asher kedishanu b'ktushasei shal aharon, v'tzivanu lechol truma, that the Birchas HaMitzvahs for eating truma, again, is Asher Kedishanu B'Kedushasei Shel Aharon. The Rambam says this again in the beginning of Hilchas Bikurim. So in the beginning of Hilchas Bikurim, the Rambam brings all the Chavdala Matnas Kuna. Halacha Aleph, literally. Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph. Arba V'Esrim Matonis Nitnu L'Kayhanim. The Kayhanim have Chavdala Matnas Kuna. Incidentally, they actually have 25 Matnas Kuna. So you do, Rabbeinu Bechaya says that the reason the Parsha of Birchas Kayanim starts with the word Kai is because Kai is the gematria of 25, and the 25th matana and bracha that the Kayhanim got is Birchas Kayanim. But either way, says the Rambam, mehen. If any Kayan is going to eat from any one of the matanas that have Kedusha, Mevorach, he has to make a bracha. And what's the bracha? But Al-Kopanim, the Rambam holds that nusach of Asher Kedishanu B'Kedushasei Shal Aharon was not unique to Birchas Kayanim. It's a Mefurash Gemara as relates to Birchas Kayanim. But the Rambam took this nusach and he applied it in Svara to all the other mitzvahs that are negei of the Kayanim. If this mitzvah the Kohen is doing because of Kedushasei Shel Aharon, and you see from the Gemara that if that's the case, we insert Kedushasei Shel Aharon into the Nusach HaBracha, so says the Rambam, a Kohen that's eating Truma, that's what he's supposed to say. Any one of the Chavdal Matnas Kuna, if there's Kedusha, then that's something that he's supposed to do. The Emes says, this Rambam is not such a Dover Pashin in the Briske Shiurim, somewhere in Mesach Tezvachim, they talk about this Rambam, and maybe there's a Tosefta not like that, we're not holding in the Inyan, but either way, that is the Lashon of the Rambam. But regardless, so again, the Gemara says that what's the bracha that the Kohanim make before they duchen? They make the brachas hamitzvahs. Ki okar kare mayomar, when the Kohen makes his first move. So the first move, Rashi says, is b'avoyda, by ritzei, like we saw in yesterday's daf. So right then, the Kohen's already supposed to say a tefillah. Mayomar, yihirotzen ulfanech Hashem alikeinu, shetehei bracha zu, shetzivisonu levarech hazamcha Yisrael, lo yehei b'michshol v'ofan. He says a tefillah, that this bracha that you asked me to say, there should be no michshol and there should be no ofan. Now the truth is, michshol and ofan, why would you think that michshol and ofan should come from brachas? So one of the pshatim that the Sfarim say is because if a person is zoicha to bracha, sometimes it can lead to avera, vayishman yeshurun vayivat. And sometimes if a person is zoicha to hashirus or similar in yonim, yesh oishur shamul abayla l'rah. So there's an inyan that sometimes bracha doesn't always lead to more bracha, but to the contrary, it could be rachmana litzlan, a trap. And that's why the tefillah that the kayanim say is that we're going to be mevarech es Yisrael bi'ahava, but lo yehei b'michshol v'avon. We don't want any michshol, we don't want any avon that chalila should come from the bracha that we're about to give. After the kayanim are finished duchening, so now they turn around and they face not the nation anymore, but now they're going to face the the Aron Kodesh. So what do they say then? So the Gemara says, Adbre Rav Chizda, Rav Ukva, the Darash. Rav Chizda told Rav Ukva. So Rav Ukva was the Meturgimon of Rav Chizda. So he whispered into his ear and he said, this is what you should say. Ribono shel Olam. You told us to do what we're supposed to do. Now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's your job to do what you're supposed to do. What does the Eibush say he's going to do? V'ani avarchem, zok Rashi. V'samu ashmi al b'nei Yisrael, v'ani avarchem. We were v'samu ashmi al b'nei Yisrael. Now, the Eibush, we ask you v'ani avarchem, and then they would conclude with the following pasuk. Hashkifa mima'oin kodshachem en hashamayim, uvarich es amcha es Yisrael, v'esu adama shem nesata lanu kashash, v'nishpata laviseinu eretz, Zovas Cholovadvash. Amr Yachsu Pneim and Atzibah. So one of the halachas that the Kehanim have to be aware of when they duchen is, right, they nunasias kapayim and their fingers are supposed to be straight. So they're not allowed to bend their fingers again until they finish, but not just they finish. Until they flip around and they're no longer facing the tzibur. Amr Abzei Amr Abchizda. Mi inyan le'inyan. Eina koyre rashoi likris kehanim at sheyichlo omein mi piha tzibur. The shleach tzibur who's going to scream kehanim is not allowed to say kehanim until the tzibur says omein on the birchas hoida. So the Shleach Tzibur is davening for the Amid. Atoiv Shimcha L'chana L'hoida. It says Amen. And when they finish saying Amen, so then he can say Koyhanim. But he has to wait until the Olam finishes saying Amen. V'ina Koyhanim Rasham L'haschal B'bracha Ad She'ichla Dibur Mepi Akar. The Koyhanim are not allowed to start saying their bracha until the Shleach Tzibur finishes saying Koyanim. Ve'ena Tzibur Hashoyim La'anus Amen. And the Tzibur is not allowed to say Amen on the bracha that the Koyanim say, Achetichl bracha v'pi ha-Koyanim, until the Koyanim finish saying their bracha. Ve'ena Koyanim Hashom La'haschel B'bracha Acheres. The Koyanim are not allowed to start the new bracha, Yivarechecha, etc. Achetichl Amen v'pi ha-Tzibur. From Rav Zerum Rav Chizdo. Ve'ena Koyanim Hashom La'haschel P'nei men ha-Tzibur. The Koyanim are not allowed to turn around, Achetichl Shleach Tzibur B'sim Sholim, until the Shleach Tzibur starts saying Sim Sholim. Ve'ena Hashom La'ka Ragleim V'leilech. And they're not allowed to leave the Duchan at Sheigma Shleach Tzibur Sim Shalom. Until the Shleach Tzibur finishes saying Sim Shalom. For Omar Rab Zeir Om Rav Chizda Me'inyon Le'inyon. Hey, Na Tzibur Hashom Ana. So Amen Atchetichla Baruch Mipi Akoyr. When it comes to Kriyas HaTorah, so the Tzibur is not let us say Amen until the person that's saying the bracha finishes saying the bracha. Hey, Na Koyr Hashoy Likras B'Torah. And then the Bal Koyr is not let us start leaning at Sheigla Amen Mipi HaTzibur until the Tzibur finishes saying Amen. Hey, Na Matargim Rashoy LaHaschal B'Targim. Right. So once upon a time there was a Bal Koyr and he had a partner. He had a Matargim who would literally translate pasuk for pasuk in Aramaic. So the Matargim is not allowed to do his thing until the Bakir finishes saying his pasuk. And then the Bakir is not allowed to start the next pasuk. So it feels like a long laning, but the bottom line is he can't start until he finishes. We have more. The person that gets the kibud to read the haftarah, sarich sheyikra b'tayrat chil. Yes, again an aliyah. For Amrab Tanchon, Amrab Shul ben Levi. In Amafter, Rashi, the Haftar ben Navi, Ad sheyiglo sevatayr. The Mafter is not allowed to start the brachas on the Navi until they finish doing Glila with the sevatayr. Amrab Tanchon, Amrab Shul ben Levi. Incidentally, Rashi says the reason is because we want the goyil to be able to have kavana with the haftarah. So if the Mafter is going to start during the Glilus, and he's not going to be able to have proper kavon. The Shliach Tzibur is not let to remove the begodim that are on the teva while the Tzibur is there, and the reason is when they cover Tzibur, this is related to cover Tzibur. So really, the background to this halacha is based on a minig that we don't have today, and that is today. The Sifrei Torah are kept in the Beis HaKnesses, but that's not always the way it was. So once upon a time, the Sifrei Torah would sometimes be kept outside the Beis HaKnesses, and they would be brought in for the sake of Tefillah. So when there was davening, you needed a Sefer Torah, they would bring the Sefer Torah into the Beis HaKnesses. Now, where did they keep the Sefer Torah? So again, today it's a moot point. Today you keep it in the Aron Kodesh, but they didn't have an Aron Kodesh. So what they do is they would put it on the Bima. Now, they didn't want to put it directly on the Bima. It's covered for the Sefer Torah. So they would put these nice silk things on top of the teva. On top of that, they would put the sefer Torah. Now, there's another halacha that the Gemara is about to say, and that is the Yidden were not allowed to leave shul until the sefer Torah was removed from the shul. So today, there's an Indian, you don't leave shul while the sefer Torah is out. Okay, but you put it into the Aron Kodesh, then you're allowed to leave. Well, once upon a time, they didn't have this Aron Kodesh. So nobody was allowed to leave Bes Medrash until they took out the sefer Torah. So it's really weird that this halacha is being said said, and that is that the Shliach Tzibur, the person whose job it is to remove the Sefer Torah from the Beis HaKnesses, he can't also start getting busy and removing all these different begadim and these garments, Mipnei Kavod Tzibur, because they're waiting as it is, and if you're going to wait for them to remove this whole inyan, so it's going to take a lot longer. This tzibur is not allowed to leave the shul until you take the Sefer Torah and you put it bimkoyma. So Rabbi Shulman Levi holds not like what we just said. And bimkoyma means there was like a place in the Beis HaKnesses where they would keep it. As long as it's there, you could leave the shmul amen. No, adshe yetze. You actually have to remove it legamri. If a loy pligi, it's not a stira. Hod the ikka pischa achrina. Hod the leka pischa achrina. It depends if there's two entrances into the shul or there's one entrance in shul. If there's one entrance in shul, and you're going to walk out in the entrance, that afterwards the Sefer Torah is going to walk out, that's inappropriate. That's not coveting. If, however, you can go in through the back door and the Sefer Torah is going to come, Kederech HaMelech, so then already it's not so insensitive. Rava said, Barahina Asbrili, Barahina explained to me the sensitivity in this Indian not to walk in the entrance way that the Sefer Torah is going to walk, Acharei Hashem Elokechem Teilechu, that there's an in, you have to walk Acharei Hashem Elokechem, but not to walk in front, that's disrespectful. That's the background to this halacha, and that's where we are going to come up for breath and end the daf portion of today's daf. So as it relates to today's daf, just a few ha'aras. So again, no particular order, and really all these ha'aras on the gate. Today's daf, and yesterday's daf, and tomorrow's daf, it's all one big inyan, it's a leichte inyan, it's an inyan that we're very, very familiar with, the inyan of Birchas Kohanim. I think it's kedai to mention Reb Shloimeh HaKohen Mivilna's brother, who was Rabbi Tzala HaKohen Mivilna, who was also a very famous Litvisher Goyen and a very famous Litvisher Kohen. So it's Yodua that one of the big pulmasin, one of the big tumults that took place from a halachic perspective in the late 1800s in Europe was whether or not a Kohen kunduchin al yidei shemer Kohenim. So you have 10 Kohanim in a Beis Medrash. So all the Kayanim go up and they all duchen. The Shaila is, could one Kayan go up and duchen and he's going to be mitzi all the other Kayanim? Why would you think it should work? Because there's a halach of Shemei Kayana. So if in Kala Terekula, by brachis, there's an Indian of Shemei Kayana, brachas Kayanim is a bracha, kishmoy kachi. And if that's the case, l'chayri, you would think that there should be a Shemei Kayana. So this is a very, very well-known and really very thoroughly discussed Noise, the Beis Halevi, the Netziv, the Chazanish, Reb Chaim Briska, Vadvarim Atikin. But really, this whole inyan started with a Maisa Shahaya that's brought down in a tshuva from Bitzal HaKoyim Mivilna. So the Cheshek Shloimeh's tshuva is Reb Shloimeh HaKoyim Mivilna, Shai's tshuva is Binyan Shloimeh Amafursim. But Reb Shloimeh HaKoyim's brother, Reb Bitzal HaKoyim Mivilna, his tshuvas are not nearly as Mafursim. They're known as Shai's tshuva's Reishis Bikurim. And in Simen Dalet, he talks about Nesias Kapayim. He rather quotes Reb Shloimeh HaKohen Mivilna, something he heard from his brother. So you know, Reb Shloimeh HaKohen Mivilna is always quoting Ochi Rabbi Tzal. But over here it was Fakert. And then at the very end, he says the following. He says that he was in Italy. It was Chodesh Elul. It was Parshas Shoiftim. And he entered a Beis HaKnesses that there were Sfardim davening in. Shom kibduni oz be'ezus Hashem. And he says, they were mechabed mi liyois ha-koyen, ha-mevorech kol birchas koyanim levadi b'koyel. So they heard I'm a koyen, and they came over to me, and they gave me a kibud. What was the kibud? Since we want you to go up, and we want you to duchen, and you should be the one that's going to be moitzi all the other koyanim that are here. So he says he got up, and all the other koyanim were shosku oz v'shamu mimeni levad. Shekach min hagam sham, and he says because that's their minute. Shekoyin echad levad mevarich laam bekoil v'shara koyhanim shoylem ima yoytzin baze al yedei shemeya koyin levad. Says Reb Tzala HaKohen Mivilna, ube'emes de baze osi shaper pashte dekra. He says to me this minute was a chiddush, but I thought about it afterwards and I realized that if this is the case, I understand the pasuk. He says vayisa aharon in parsha shmini vayivorchem. He was the one by himself and he gave the bracha. What happened to Aharon's son? How come they didn't give the bracha? The Yesh Loima, the bon of Shamu Mimenu, Oz, and they were Yoitz, Al Yudei, Shemei HaKoina. He says, Vegan Pasha, the Masis, and the Megillah, Daf Chav Dalet. It's also Mashma that way. Vosh Tartin, the Mishnah over there says that the Mafter Benavi, there were certain kibudim that whoever got that kibud, they were mechabin him also to be the one that he's going to be the one that's going to be oilu l'duchen. And everybody asks, what do you mean he's going to be the one that's going to be oilu l'duchen? Everybody's duchening anyways. So what do you mean that you're going to get this kibud and because of this, we're going to be mechabin you now to be oilu l'duchen? Lashon HaMishnah is Hamafter Benavi, who poyres al Shema, for over lifnei ateva, for who noises kapov. What do you mean? Hamafter benavi is noises kapov. If you're a koyin, once you walk out, you have no choice. You have to be noises kapov. Zok rabitzala koyim mivilna lefiza. It's very geschmack because what's happening over here is that he's being noises kapov, meaning he's going to be the one that's going to be moitzi everybody. He says upashtu the maslis in the brachas tafla medal. It is also mashma that way. But Al Kapanim, he says he was in Italy and he encountered this minig and it was a chiddush to him, the minig. But at the same time, he says, I hear it very, very stark in Lomdis. I hear it very, very stark in Halacha. And as a result, it's actually very geschmack. The pashtut of this mishnah, of that mishnah, even the pasuk, he says, Aharon HaKohen, why were Banav not part of the bracha? The Teretz is, they didn't have to, because they listened to the bracha. And as long as they listened to the bracha, they were able to be yoitza with Shemei HaKohenah. Now, this minig that Reb Tzal HaKohen observed and that he brought back to Litta, so it caused, as we mentioned, this whole firestorm. Now, what would be the tzad that you shouldn't be able to have Shemei HaKohenah? So the Ikar tzad is really based on a Gemara that we saw in yesterday's daf, Daf Lamed Ches Amud Aleph, where the Gemara says that we learn that Birchas Koyanim has to be B'Kol Ram. And being that it has to be B'Kol Ram, so there were under London, Buroshim, the Beis Halevi, that tainted, that I understand, how could Shemei HaKohenah give me Kol Ram? Meaning, if my din is to say this, okay, there's a chiddush that Shmiyah is Ke'aniyah. You say it, I'll listen, and really my acknowledging of what you're saying is considered, it's tantamount to Aniyah. But if I need to say what I need to say B'Kol Ram, how can my hearing what you say work as Kol Ram? The Cholkim Tainid, that what do you mean? The whole Yisoid of Shemei HaKohenah is that when I hear you talk, your talking is Kilo I said it. And as long as you said it B'Kol Ram, why shouldn't it be as if I said it B'Kol Ram? Mashal Ma'ad Avadayim. If one person's going to be Moist to the Oilam of Kiddush, the Allah is Kiddush has to be Allah Kais. So one person's going to be holding the Kais, and the other people that are not holding a Kais are going to be Yaitza. Why? Shemei HaKohenah. B'chur, they're not holding a Kais. The Teretz is that they're stelling the chtsu in the Shemei HaKohenah to the Mevarech. Again, Vadvar Matikim, we have raid bites on this, the income of Kohen Laharech. But I just want to mention one thing. And Emes is that this minig that Rabbi Tzal HaKohen Mivilna said that he observed when he was in Italy was the minig of some kehilas in Italy. But there was another minig that a lot of the much, much, much bigger chiddush. And this is a minig that's brought down in the Sefer Shoshanim L'David, which was written by Rabbi David Pardo, who was one of the famous Italian Rabbanim. He was also a Rav later in Croatia, but one of the European Rabbanim. He wrote the famous Pirish Chasdei David on the Tosefta. And Rav David Pardo in his Sefer, so he said, he brought a minig that he had seen in Italy. And the minig was as follows. The minig is that all the Kohanim would go up to Duchen, one Kohen would scream B'Kol Ram, and all the other Kohanim would say, but they would say Balachash. So they would say, but they would say it quietly. Now that minig is a much bigger chiddush. Why? Because that's not Shemei HaKohenah. They're saying it quietly. That's connected to Mefurish HaGemara. It's a plia atzuma. How could they do that? Meaning, you want to tell me Shemei HaKohenah, so good, so you'll say Lomdis in Shemei HaKohenah. That even though I'm not talking, but if you're talking and I'm stelling tzu to your talking and your talking is B'Kol Ram, so then my not talking could also be B'Kol Ram. But as if you're talking, so now there's no Shemei HaKohenah anymore. So if there's no Shemei HaKohenah, so how are you going to be Yoitza? You're being Yoitza with your own. Your own Kriya, that's not B'Kol Ram. That's Mamish Kenegan of Mefurish HaGemara. So Rabbi David Pardo writes about this. I'll just read you one excerpt. He says, V'loi kasafti zeh cholilu lohitzi laza minig achenu shebaare. He quotes a few Italian kilos that I can't pronounce. The kasev abeis dovich and neigin came. She echadoy me b'kol ram va'acherim b'lachash. The chosle lezare da abba. The kvar yodua. So he says that even though it's very, very schwer, but we know the minig shel Yisrael toirei u'minig mevatel halacha kiven the mistama nusad al pi vasikin va'akoyl of yitzor chasha ain't sofik kihem aro oisin akad moinim. Said they must have some cheshbon why they did this, even though today it's not something that we can in any way, shape, or form understand. Miu, because he brings that Andrew wanted to say that maybe the Mishnah, Masechtas Megillah, that we mentioned earlier, Rabbi Tzala Akoyim Vilna's Mishnah, maybe that was a riot to that minik. Because the Mishnah said that Mafta ben Avi, who paris al Hashma, he goes to Fnei Ateva, and he's the one that's going to be the one that's going to Duchen. Vu noises kapov. Lachura, so some wanted to say, this is a riot that not everybody used to Duchen. What do you mean not everybody used to Duchen? Everyone has to duchen. Oh, the Teretz says maybe not everybody used to duchen b'kol ram. There was only one person that had duchen b'kol ram, and that was the Mafta ben Avi. So he says that should be pshat in the Mishnah, that zichanat. So Rav David Pardol says, I'm not going to shray against the minig because I'm being mekabel minig Yisrael Torah. But at the same time, to tell me I have a raya from a Mishnah, Yizich have no raya from a Mishnah. What's pshat in that Mishnah? So you have to know pshat in the Mishnah. At the very least, you'll tell me maybe Shemeh Koine state in that Mishnah. But even the chokim on that, with the Mishnah. Oh, but to say that, he says, Chalila, to say that that's what's going on. But at the same time, it's rather interesting because this is Keneged a Mefurish Halacha. It's Keneged a Gemara, which is Gepaskin and Shulchan Aruch, but als the Cheshbin of Mistoma, this was Avekishtal Talpiva Sikin, and Minig Yisrael Torah, he had the sensitivity. He said, I'm not going to come out against this Minig, even though really it's Mechus Ravonos. So these were two very interesting Minhagen that were at play in Italy. So we've talked a lot about Italian Jewry. So as it relates to Birchas Kayanim, there were some places where one person would make the bracha, everybody else was Yoitz with Shemeh Kayanim. So this is something in Lomdus already that has a very, very festive makar. Btzala Kayim Yvilna, the great Kayan from Litta, he saw it, he observed it, he had a geschmack in it. He thought that it's miyash of a whole bunch of zachin. Good, not everybody was maskim. But Al Kaponim Yesh Dvarim Begat. But the other minig is really a minig plia. I'll tell you, Me'inyan Le'inyan Ba'isa Inyan. There's a sefer that just came out. It's called Ni'imas HaKoyhanim. So Nachi Weinstein gave me the sefer, and really it's something that's Nogeya Birchas Koyhanim A, and Italian Jewry B. It talks about a big tumult that went on in Italy in the late 1700s, and this was Nogeya singing during Birchas Koyhanim. So apparently the Nugunim that went on during Birchas Kayanim were very, very fast and very over the top. And it seems that the Kayanim, they would sing, right, while they say the words. The problem is a big tumult broke out that the pronunciation of the words were off. Meaning the whole Mila'el or Mila'gav was being messed up. Is it Shalom or is it Shalom? And there were different minhagim, and it depended on the Nagunim. And these Nagunim were a very, very big deal, and this was a problem. It's actually interesting. I started going through the Mavoi. So the Sefer was put out by Rabbi Yaakov Shmuel Spiegel. So he says that when the minig was that one person would, when the minig was that everybody would duchen together, so you weren't able to make it out so well because everybody was singing and you couldn't. But he says, then this new minig in Italy showed up where only one person would sing B'kol Ram, and then all of a sudden they heard, what do you mean? The niggin is off. So people would daven in the Kehila where they sang this niggin as opposed to that niggin because they thought it was an issue. This got involved in a whole festa shmooze. I ain't shown a whole sefer that just came out in Tovshin Pei Gimel. On this Indian, it's called Ni'imas HaKoyanim, and it's really, it's just a collection of letters and tshuvas that were written back and forth amongst a lot of the Gedolim at that time, related to the Nigunim, where the Nigin messes up the Diktuk. Which, again, this is, anytime you talk about Diktuk, these are very interesting chaylas. Either way, that's the second Ha'ara. The third Ha'ara is that there's a Gemara in Mesechtes Chulin, Daf Mem Tes Amid Aleph. The Gemara says as follows. The Gemara is discussing Rabbi Shmuel, the Tanya Rabbi Shmuel. And the Gemara says the following line, quote, V'simonich, Yishmael, as a result, he was a Kahana that was Messiah Kahana. He came out looking for the benefit of the Kahana. The Gemara says, Mahi, where do you find Rabbi Shmuel the Kohen looked out for the benefit of the Kahana? The Tanya, it's a Braisa. It says, Koyse Varchu as Bnei Yisrael. Rabbi Shmuel, Loimer, Rabbi Shmuel said, Lomanu Baruch Hu Yisrael Mipi Kahana. The Kahana Matzmo Loi Lomanu. L'chura, it sounds like the Kayhanim are the ones, they have a job to go be Mavarech Es Yisrael, but L'chura, shouldn't they be entitled to a bracha as well? Where are they getting a bracha? K'shuaymer, when it says, V'somu Eshmiyal B'nei Yisrael, V'ani Avarchem, Heviyoymer, Kayhanim Mavarech Li Yisrael. The Kayhanim give a bracha Li Yisrael, V'akadosh Baruch Hu Mavarech L'Kayhanim. So said Rabbi Shmuel, don't think the Kayhanim don't walk away with a bracha M'Birchas Kayhanim. That's what V'ani Avarchem is. Kaisavarchu, but they're going to get in return the Vani Avarchim. Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Kiva said, Lomanu Brocha Yisrael mi Pikayanim. Rabbi Akiva said, a little bit differently, that you see from the pasuk Kosev Aruch Hu that the Yidden get a bracha from the Kayanim. Aber mipi gvura leilamanu. How do you know that the Yidden get a bracha from the Eibishtak? Shoymer vani avarchem havi oymer Kayanim avarchem Yisrael. The Kayanim am avarch Yisrael. Va'kodesh Baruch Hu maskem al yadam. And the Eibish has maskem al yadam. So we have a machlokes Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Akiva. How to teach the words v'samu hashmi abnei Yisrael v'ani avarchem. Rabbi Shmuel said v'samu hashmi abnei Yisrael. You bench Yisrael v'ani avarchem, and the Eibush says I'll bench you the Kohanim. Rabbi Akiva said no v'samu hashmi abnei Yisrael. You bench Klal Yisrael v'ani avarchem, and then I'm going to bench Klal Yisrael. Now Rabbi Shmuel was the one that said the Kohanim are the recipients of Avni Avarchim. Rabbi Akiva said, no, it's Klal Yisrael. Rabbi Shmuel was a Kohen. So talk to Gemara. Rabbi Shmuel is a Kohanim. He's a Kohen. He's looking out for the Kohanim. So he said, Avni Avarchim means that the Kohanim are going to get the bracha. But the Gemara continues. Gemara says, other Rabbi Akiva bracha, Kohanim in all. What, Rabbi Akiva holds the Kohanim don't get a bracha? Amr Rav Nachim by Yitzchok. No, even Rabbi Akiva holds they get a bracha. The Pasuk says, Va'avarcha mivarchecha. So it's a Mefurish Pasuk that if you give a bracha to a yid, you're going to get a bracha in return. And being that it's a mefurish apostolic, that if you give a bracha, you're going to get a bracha in return. So you see the kohen, we're going to get a bracha. And by the way, that was Rabbi Shulman Levi's memra. Called kohen shem mevarich, misbarich shenem, mevavarcha, mevarchecha. Snokti gemara. If it comes out of maskon, that Tzai Rabbi Shmuel and Tzai Rabbi Akiva both hold the Kayanim get a bracha. Rabbi Shmuel said Vani Avarchin. Rabbi Akiva said Vavarcha Mivarchecha. So if that's the case, who my Messiah Kahani? It's the Gemara's Kasha. So where's Rabbi Shmuel the Kahani Messiah Kahani? Because he teach Vani Avarchin. What's the difference how you teach Vani Avarchin? Either way, the Kayanim are going to get the bracha. So Tokay Nafkimina Lalocha. So the Gemara says no. He's still Messiah Kahani. The Moiki Lalubirchas Kayanim. Because he touched the word in Birchas Kayanim as a bracha, and that's b'mokka in bracha di Yisrael. So what does that even mean? So if you look at Rashi, Rashi says, Eitzel Birchas Yisrael, tohachi adifo, demashma shemizborchin heim imashar. The way Rabbi Shmuel has the bracha, the Kayanim are not just getting the bracha, but misborchin heim imashar. It's in the parasha of Birchas Kohanim. As opposed to Rabbi Akiva's bracha, it's a little more abstract. It's in parasha's Lach Lecha. Va'avarcha mevarchecha. And that's where you see Rabbi Yishmol is kahana misayeh kahani. I think the Gemara is a little ton beer. Just what does that even mean? Not ton beer that there's something shver. It's just not 100% clear what the Gemara means. The moikil al the Birchas Kohanim b'mokka in bracha di Yisrael. The mashmashem is barchin heine mashah. Maybe pshat is. There's a Gemara. Mesechtes Megillah, Daf Chav Zayin Amud Beis. This is another classic. The Gemara says, Rav Huna have a osir risa, the koi kamei the Rav. So Rav Huna was a Talmud of Rav. Omer Rav Huna, Omer Rav. So Rav Huna is in the presence of Rav, and he was wearing a belt, he was wearing a gartel. And this gartel was made of grass. Gruz, up my leg, my high. So Rav looked at him, Rav speaks the Lashon Kotzer, says, my high, right? What is this? He says, I'll be honest with you, Rebbe. I didn't have any money to make Kiddush. So I had to borrow money. The person that I borrowed money from wanted collateral. So I gave him my gartel as collateral. And right now I'm wearing grass until I get my gartel back. So Rav heard this. He told him the following. I give you a bracha that one day you should be covered in silk. Meaning, right now you're wearing grass. One day you should be wearing the finest garments. The Gemara says, "Ki ichla Rabba Brei." When the son of Rav Huna, Rabba by Rav Huna, got married, Rav Huna inish gutzahava. Rav Huna was a short person. Ganapurya, he was lying on a bed. Asin bun seve kalas. His daughters and his shneers came. Shalchem v'shadim anayu alayu. And they had just bought all these new silk garments for the chasana, and they threw it on top of Rav Huna at the itum b'shiroi until Rav Huna was completely covered with silk. It was Niskayim's Rav's bracha that he became a gvir. You see, they were all buying very expensive clothing for the chasana, but it was Niskayim literally because Rav had told him, "Yeh Rav the sitem b'shiroi." So Rav Huna got back to Rav and he told Rav, he says, "Rebbe, you're not going to believe it. Your bracha was Niskayim mamish to the word." Shama Rav, when Rav heard this, the ikvid, he was upset. Omer, he said, "My time alay amrli ki berachtich v'chein lamar." He says, "Why, when I gave you the word, you didn't say v'chein lamar?" Meaning, look, if you would have said v'chein lamar, maybe it was an ace rotzin, and maybe I would have gotten this bracha as well. Incidentally, we once mentioned, who's the author of the bracha V'chein Lamar? Rav. That's the shortest bracha in the world. V'chein Lamar, right? V'chein Lamar, it's Rav, because Rav always speaks for Lashon Ktzar. But either way, the Chidah, in his Pesach Einayim, on this Gemara, he asks a Bamba Kasha. He says, I don't understand. Rav gave a bracha to Rav Huna. The bracha was in Skye. But then Rav was ikbit, literally. He was upset. He says, how come you didn't say V'chein Lamar if it was an Eis Ratzin? As if to say, had he gotten a bracha back, so he would have also been a mizbarech. Freit the chida, faloi amru chazal, kola mevorech mizbarech. Any person that gives a bracha gets bracha back. So why do you have to say v'chein lamar? Zok the chida v'efsher. Da agam she mizbarech, even though it's true, kola mevorech mizbarech, but maybe yeh bracha acheres. You don't know what the bracha is going to be. It'll be a bracha. Aval eni muchrech shiyeh me'ein berchoysav. There's no hechrich that this is the bracha. Aval I ava amar v'chein lamar hoye misparech zu atzmo. He would have gotten this bracha. Shabarchi yeh rabba the sitam b'shiroi. And that's what he wanted. Kol ha-mevarech misparech means you're going to get a bracha. You'll be gebenched. Bracha mechatesi. For that already you need v'chein lamar. Maybe that's pashup shat what the Gemara means in chulun daf mem tesamad aleph. Again, it's scary to say a pashup shat in a Gemara when it's not clear what the pashup shat is. But it could be that's what's happening over here. Rabbi Akiva says that if a kohen gives a bracha, he's going to be misbarech. Shenema v'avarcha mevarchecha. What's the bracha going to be? I don't know. You're going to get a bracha. Rabbi Shmuel was a kahana, Messiah, a kahani. He said, Vani avorchem, that the bracha that you're giving Klai, so you're going to get back. Birchas koyanim is the cloliest of all the brachas. Yivarech Hashem b'momin, v'yishmerech min amazikim, yor Hashem. Right, everything ki yodua is nichlal in birchas koyanim. According to Rabbi Akiva, you're going to get a bracha. But according to Rabbi Yishmo, you're going to get the birchas koyanim mamish. And being that according to Rabbi Yishmo, you're going to get the birchas koyanim mamish, it could be that's where it was chal, the kahanim b'snayel, the kahani. The moikil of the birchas koyanim b'mokoyim bracha di Yisrael. It's the same bracha that Klal Yisrael is getting. It's the ani avarchim. It's not just an abstract bracha like the Chidah says in Pesach Inayim Masechtas Megillah Daf Chav Zayin. It could be that's pshat and that gemara. Just to end with one last ha'ara, and that is, so the daf began with a segue from the end of the previous daf, and that was discussing the simen, discussing the eight halachas that Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi had said. So the Gemara began on the top of Lamed Ches Amid Beis. Simen Mesava LeBracha Duchem Bavoyde Kois Maker Nehena BeEgla. And really, if you break it down, which we did during the Daf, the first four of the Simonim talk about Birchas Kainim, really, really important halachas related to Birchas Kainim, and then the latter four of the Simonim talk about the Inyan of a Toivayin and the Inyan of Tzariayin. And I saw the Aderes, and that same shtickle that we quoted during the Daf in Megillah Simonim, he asks that it's very, very shver to him. He doesn't understand where the tsari ayin comes in to this simon. Oy tamu ali, loma zivek Rabbi Shua ben Levi in yoni nesias kapayin v'koyshal bracha v'yakav v'yachad v'agabay gam din tsari ayin. L'chari, this whole Indian over here, the second half of the simon doesn't seem to really have any mokim as it relates to the halachas of Birchas Kainim. Then he says, I think it's poshet what the pshat in the simon is. And that is, we mentioned earlier in the raid that the Ramah says that the reason the Minigan Klai Yisrael today is that we don't duchen during the week is because during the week it's very hard for a person to get himself into a matzav of simcha. And only on Yontif, and not just Yontif Musiv, when davening's over and you're about to make Kiddush, only then are people shruyim b'simcha. And the Pasuk says, V'toiv lev hu yivarech. Now, Demis is, it doesn't say anywhere, as far as I know, V'toiv lev hu yivarech. L'chayra, what the Ramah means is our Gemara. It says, V'toiv ayin hu yivarech. Now, it doesn't even say, V'toiv ayin hu yivarech. It says, V'toiv ayin hu yivarech. Al tiku yivarech, elu yivarech. Which was Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi's fifth memra. The Ramah, L'chur is quoting it right here. Then it says, the Shulchan Aruch says that an Ovel, when he's during Shiva, so he's not supposed to duchen. Then there's a shayla in the Ramah, what about Toich Yud Beis Chodesh? That's a whole Esek. But an Ovel is a sif cotton in the very, very long Simen Kuf Chav Ches and Erechayim, whether or not he should duchen or whether he shouldn't duchen. So if you look in the Bir Agra, he says, what's this noise over here? Zok de Vilna Goyim. The emes an ovel afilu b'toich zayin roihu. Really, he's right to duchen. The chay b'chol mitzvah samurus b'toira. K'moish akasov b'perek aleph yud aleph aleph perek beis tezayin beis and brachis perek beis asukach hafei amar aleph. V'tamer amah. What's the pshat in this halacha? Mishum detzarach liyis b'simcha. A person has to be b'simcha. K'moish akasov mishlei chav beis tes toiv lev hu yivarech. Mishlei chav beis tes is toiv ayin hu yivarech. So the Goyen already is quoting our Gemara, Rabbi Shua ben Levi's Memra, as it relates to explain the halacha in Hilchos Aseiras Kapayim. He's rather than saying it on the halacha of Avelos. But he means the Ramah that says it a minute later also with regards to why we don't duchen b'zmaneinu. But the bottom line is this. The bottom line is this halacha that a Koyen that's going to duchen, he has to be in a matzah b'simcha. And being in a matzah b'simcha is the taich that you have to be a toiv leif hu yevoirach, toiv ayin hu yevoirach, altikri yevoirach, eli yevoirach. So really, these second set of halachas that Rabbi Shua ben Levi said is very, very much negeya. It's very, very much negeya, the halacha of Birchas Koyanim. Because you see, it underpins very much a lot of the halachas. Demesis. The Gemara in Daf Lamed Tes Amud Aleph said, "My mevarich, a koyan before he says Birchas Koyanim, he has to make a bracha. What's the bracha? Amr Abzeir, Amr Abchizda. Asher kedishanu, bikdushasei shalaharoin, vitznivonu levarich es ami Yisrael, be'ahava." So we spoke a little bit during the Daf about the chelik of the nusach habracha, asher kedishanu, bikdushasei shalaharoin. But that siyum, the conclusion of be'ahava, which by the way, the Rambam's does not say you say when you eat truma, when you eat any one of the chavdalu matneskuna. What's that all about? Where does that even come from? What's the makarta ba'ahava? The Magen Avraham in Simen Kuf Chav Ches, he brings this. This is in Sif Katan Yud Ches. The Mechaber, when he brings the nusach of the brach, and he says ba'ahava, he says, Nira li de perushoi, k'may shakasa b'zoyar, kol koyen d'loi rachem la'amo, oy amo le rachem in lei, lo yisakaplov. That the Zoyar Kaddish says that you have to be a koyin that the tzibur likes, and the tzibur has to be, you have to make sure that you have to be ohuv both ways. The karazel zeva amar. And unless it's that type of relationship, then you're not allowed to duchen. But the point is, it's based, says the Magen Avraham, on a Zoyar HaKadosh. The emes is, the Mishnah Berurah takes it so far. The Mishnah Berurah says, and this is in Sif Katan Lamed Zayin, Koyin Shatzibur Soyne Noisai. Oy, who Soyne is Atzibur? Sakono Hula Koyin Am Yisakapov. Velochen Yetzim Ibeis HaKnesses, Koyinim Ritzei, Emeni Yochel Lokuf as Yitzray Ulahasir has sinami libai. So the Mishnah Berurah is like intense. But he says, unless you can be kaifi yetzahara and get rid of all the sin from your life, you should literally walk out. Because this is a halacha. Levarich Hasam Yisrael be'ahava is not just part of the Nusach HaBracha. It has to literally be be'ahava. I don't know, but it could be those last four members of Rabbi Shua ben Levi are related to this Inyan be'ahava. If a person is not a toiv ayin, sefelt in the be'ahava, he can't. Sakana gedoyla. Sakana gedoyla. There's a lav, the Gemara said, to take from a tzarayin. You can't even take a bracha maybe from a tzarayin. I'm not sure. But it could be these last four members. Maybe it's the makar to be ahava. But at the very least, it's a pirush and it's me'inyan ba'oysa inyan zeche. That's without a question. But the bottom line is that brichas kayim has to be ahava. So just to end with one final hergish, we mentioned this once, but I think it's kedai to say it again. And that is, I saw in the Sefer, Milchamos Yehuda, that was written by Hagoyin Rav Mordechai Yehuda Lubart, who was a Leblina Talmud, who was a Talmud of Meir Shapiro, who was a Talmud of the Kosher Glover Goyim. So this is in his Sefer HaTorah, it's in Parshas Nasai, by the mitzvah of Birchas Koyanim. So he brings this tumult that everybody wants to know. We say in, before Birchas Koyanim, Asher Kedishanu B'Kedushasei Shal Aharon, V'Tzivanu Levarich Asami Yisrael Be'ahava. It's mashma that the tzivoy, the mitzvah is for it to be be'ahava. And the question is, where was it tzivanu levarich hasam Yisrael be'ahava? The Magen Avraham says the makar to be'ahava is a zayir. But where do you find the tzivanu levarich hasam Yisrael be'ahava? The Torah doesn't say be'ahava. The Torah says koyis levarich has b'nei Yisrael amar lehem. Where do you find that the mitzvah was that it should be be'ahava? So he was a ger chassid, and he said over that the Sfasema says that if you look in the mitzvah of Nesias Kapayim, the pasuk says, "Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe leimor, daber el Aharon the Albon of leimor, koyis sevarcha es bnei Yisrael amar lahem, yivrech Hashem yishmerecha, etc., etc." So the Sfasemis asks that luchura, why does the mitzvah start koyis sevarcha es bnei Yisrael? This is the way you're supposed to make the bracha. Luchura, it should start. There's an obligation to make a bracha, and then afterwards say, Koyis Savarcho as B'nai Yisrael. That was the Sfasemes Kasha. Dabra Laharim V'Abon of Leymar, tell them there's a mitzvah to go be Mavarach as Yisrael, and then afterwards, Koyis Savarcho as B'nai Yisrael. L'chura, we didn't mention the Tzivoy, we're jumping straight to Koyis Savarcho as B'nai Yisrael. Now that's Pasha, there's a mitzvah to be Mavarach as Yisrael. Oivra B'Gimel Avin, that's one of Rabbi Shulman Levi's eight members in the Sugya. But the point is that why did the Torah not single out that there's a mitzvah? So the Sfasemes said, that the Torah is coming to say that when a Kohen goes and the Kohen gives his bracha, he should be giving the bracha not because the Torah said that this is something that he's supposed to do. It should be because he wants to, because he understands the Kiddush of Klal Yisrael. He understands his role as a leader in Klal Yisrael, and he should have such liebshaft for every single Yid that there should be nothing in the world he wants to do more than to be Mevarech Es Yisrael. So the Torah never told the Kohen, you're obligated to be Mevarech Es Yisrael, because the Torah is hinting to us and to the Kohanim that this is something that you should feel naturally. Now obviously, Beremiza, we know there's a mitzvah, but the Torah didn't say it in Bak Tzeiner, because it's meant to be understood on your own. Now, the one thing the Torah had to say is how you're supposed to make the bracha. Okay, so I want to be Mevarech Es Yisrael. How do I do it? Zok the Torah. Vayidabra Hashem al Moshe lemer, dabra laharim v'albanav lemer, koysav archas b'nei Yisrael. The Eibishter knew that all Aharon wanted to do was be Mevarech. Parsha Shmini Vayivarech. Avada, that's what Aharon wanted to do. But Aharon didn't know how to make the bracha. So Hashem told Moshe, dabra laharim v'albanav lemer, koysav archas b'nei Yisrael. This is the way that they should do it, because there's a nusach of how it's supposed to be done. But as it relates to Ikka Mitzvah, that wasn't something you had to do. So said Rabbi Lubart, if that's the case, you want to know where you see Asheb Kedishanu B'Kedushasei Shalaharim V'Tzivanu Levarech Hasam Yisrael Be'ahava. It doesn't say in the Torah Be'ahava. But you know what it says in the Torah? It says Koisavarchu without the Tzivui to actually go ahead and do the Brichas Kohanim. The Sfasemis is Kasha, the Sfasemis is Teretz, the Sfasemis is Hergish, and Otu Dartin State De Hergish Fin Koisavarchus B'nei Yisrael. So he just leaked to one Ha'ara, and that is that we know Shas, Brachas Dav Beis, the first Mishnah, begins Me'imasai Koyren Eshma Ba'arvin Neshasha Ke'anim Nechnasan Lachad Betshumasa Matzoifa Shmura Yishoyinu Divrei Rebbe Elias. And the Gemara asks right in the beginning of Masechtas Brachos, Tana Hecha Koy Diktani Me'imasai Me'imasai Koyren Eshma Ba'arvin. Didn't even say anything about Kriya Shema. Tell me first that there's a mitzvah of Kriya Shema, and then afterwards tell me Me'imasai. L'chayra, shouldn't you have an obligation to first tell me the mitzvah, and then afterwards we'll talk about this man Kriya Shema? You start with this man Kriya Shema. Madua lo hischo be'etzem chiyav Kriya Shema. V'yei shloimar, said Rabbi Lubar, ki be'emes ritzoy nei ha'atzmi shal kol adam Yisrael, hu lekabel ol of ol machas shemayim v'likras ha'shema. Because the emes is that the rotzen of every single year is to be mekabel ol machas shemayim and to say Kriya Shema. And that's why the Tana didn't feel that it had to tell you that there's a mitzvah of Kriyishma. The Torah didn't have to tell Aharon Uvanov that there's a mitzvah of Brichas Kohanim, because that's what they wanted to do. What they need to know is Koisavarchus B'nei Yisrael. That same way, the Tana didn't have to tell us the mitzvah of Kriyishma. That's something that we understand on every Yid wakes up in the morning, he wants to be Makabal or Machash Shamayim. The question is, how do you do it? No. There's a Mishnah. Me'imasai koyer nishma ba'arv.